Welcome to the world of Pokemakers.
I'm Professor Fierce.
And I'm Professor Fierce.
But if that's too confusing, you can call us
JD
and Alex.
For some people, Pokemon are pets.
Others use them for battles.
We're here to create all new Pokemon.
And a world for them to inhabit.
Last time, we created our secret plot twist villain, Dr. Jim Song, curator of all of Wrench's museums, whose secret goal is to reunite the legendary mascot Pokemon.
We also made some Pokemon. Lupup, a normal type. Stalupus, astro-normal. And Orarmus, the Astro Wind Knight of Rentia.
Today, we're back to do another group of guests.
We have a guest.
Is it me now?
Yes, hello! Please talk to us.
Hi!
Gwen is here.
Hi, I'm Gwen.
Gwen!
Previously on last season of Pokemakers, I did the Possum Guys.
Yeah! I didn't even think about the fact when we made Oplaymum evolve into the Knight of Alcea that was your Pokemon specifically.
Yeah.
It was just the fan favorite.
Yeah.
There's a big overlap between people who love little critters and people who love Pokemon, and I wonder why.
It's true.
Yeah, they're great. They're great. Those Pokemon are great. And now Oplaymum is a knight.
As they deserve to be.
We're so happy to have you back, Gwen.
I'm glad to be back.
We don't have to do guest questions. So, Gwen, what are we doing today?
Today, we're going to make a little companion for the player character.
Well, for that, I think we need to go to the Fame Checker. I can't believe we're having a guest on to go to the Fame Checker.
That's never happened.
Only every time. So, Gwen, you're bringing us a new traveling companion for the player. That's delightful.
Yes, I have compiled some ideas. Picture this, an old woman.
Yes, good.
The closest vibe I can get is Sophia from the Golden Girls.
Good.
I would love, and there's a couple routes to go with this character. I would love for a little old lady to show up on the scene somewhere and be like, you're a Pokemon trainer, you do stuff with the museum. I want to do that too. I'm retired and I'm on my journey to be a cool old lady. And then she just follows you around if you let her.
Oh, it's delightful.
I'm in love.
I am not surprised that you have brought us an old lady character. That does not shock me.
I want to be a cool old lady. Yeah. This sounds like a cool old lady.
Yeah. My dream is just to be an old lady who goes on an adventure, so I'm doing that here.
That's cool. It's not the kind of character you would have a lot of in a game like this,
mm-hmm.
but having one, someone like Opal from Sword
yeah.
and Shield, just
yeah.
feels like a character who is impossibly old. But also,
very
so,
capable.
Yeah, like she has you escort her to Hammerlock, but also she zips around when she wants to. And
yeah.
Earlier on, I said I was catching up on some of the episodes. You guys have very spry old men characters. I would love an old lady who thinks she's spry, but moves a little bit slower than the player.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love her.
Oh, I'm picturing all of the walking Pokemon that are too slow.
Yeah. She's so eager for adventure, but she is an old woman. She's raised her kids.
Oh, if she's raised kids, then we should have one of her kids show up as a character somewhere. Maybe they're one of the gym leaders or something
oh
like
my
that.
That would be wonderful.
That would be delightful. Someone...
Also, you say that she raised kids. Has she also raised Pokemon previously?
This is where I've written 7 question marks on this paper I have. I think she's had a couple Pokemon that helped
like yeah,
domestic
yeah.
Pokemon.
That was my first instinct as well. It's like she's the type who's had house pet Pokemon.
Yeah.
Did you watch any of the Poketoons shorts?
I don't think so.
There was just a series of YouTube shorts and they ranged wildly. Like the first one was like a Tom and Jerry parody. And there is one about this little girl who goes and stays at her grandparents' house and her grandparents have a lot of house Pokemon. She's particularly obsessed with the Slugma that is the house's central heating system. But
yeah.
they just have so many Pokemon around the house and I'm just picturing something like that, but she's not trained them for battle or anything like that until now.
I love that. In keeping with the old lady theme, like I'm picturing a grandmother, and I think what I would love for her is food is medicine. She's this
Ooh.
Italian lady, so I think that her mission in this game, she goes from being a little old housewife to being a Pokemon healer of sorts.
Ooh.
Maybe not Nurse Joy style,
mm.
but I would love for her to like have a recipe she cooks for your Pokemon every so often you get this recipe and it heals your Pokemon for you.
That's cute. That's cute.
I like that.
So I want her to be food healer type lady. Either that or she's obsessed with sciencey things. But I don't know how to tie that to an old lady quite yet.
Specifically, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it can just be that as they explore and as she gets to visit museums and things, she's just enamored by what she sees and just like you get cute little dialogue options. It doesn't have to be like a major plot point so much as just a character point for her.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm picturing one of the quieter towns that she's from. So she wants to go experience all these things. I just listened to Carmel's episode with our idol chef.
Yeah.
So I'm like, that's her dream, is to go visit these places, but then she finds a different path by the end.
As you're talking about food, I'm starting to think, I wonder if perhaps she could be related to Margarita.
That could be. Very possible. We could tie that in together, yeah.
Like, when Margarita was young, this character taught her daughter to appreciate food and to love food, and then her daughter has taken that to the next level and is sharing that with everyone. So, like, you've got someone who is very artistic almost with their food and, like, very performative to some extent, compared to someone who is very homely.
Mm-hmm.
And they're both good. They're both just different. And They still enjoy it and respect each other and just do things differently.
Extremely valuable, I think, is what I'm trying to say.
We've got home cooks versus professional cooks. That's where we're at.
Both good.
Both very important.
Both good.
Especially if you bring that the professional cook learned from the home cook.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I love that. What's she look like?
I think little old lady.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking whitish, maybe a tint of blue to her hair because she's fun.
I love that.
Maybe some bigger glasses, not like deep blue ink, big glasses. She's got the big glasses that make her eyes look huge, but when she takes them off, they're like tiny.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think maybe she's got a warm shawl that she's crocheted or knitted.
Love that.
She looks like someone you want to have a cup of tea with and hear stories, and then she goes off on some made up story that's probably not real, but you still listen to her.
Back during the war.
She's always got hard candies in her pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're talking about her providing food for the player and everything, and presumably the Pokemon as well, I'm picturing this as essentially the party healer and thinking about what the field ability would be for her and her Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
It just feels very much like it makes sense to have some kind of healing ability built into that.
Yeah.
Kind of like a on-the-go Pokemon Center.
Yeah, it's definitely limited.
We have to be careful with that as well, because Pokemon, again, has already kind of incorporated that with the camping and the picnicking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where you could do that.
I think that's a good starting point for how she's helpful, other than just being a source of entertainment.
She definitely gives you additional benefits when making pizzas. She just helps you make pizzas better than if you don't have her in the party.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The pizza stats are increased.
Yes.
She buffs your pizza stats.
It just tastes a little bit more love infused.
I get the impression that perhaps this character is not romanceable.
She can be if you're not a baby.
The player character is 16.
Is that what we decided?
I believe so.
Okay.
They're like late teens.
Okay, then no.
Yeah. But I wanted to bring up, because obviously she's a parent, she's a grandparent. What's the situation with her partner? Are they still at home? Have they died? Have they separated?
I think it would be cute if it was like her partner is at home and will occasionally call her and check in, be like, hey, how's your adventure? And they're so supportive, but they don't want to be part of it. They're at home reading a book or doing something. You go have your fun, honey. I'll see you when you get back, whenever that is. They're so supportive, but they're at home because they don't want to do it.
That's adorable and delightful. And I love that message of partners being able to be apart, to be able to do things separately and still be loving and supportive.
Yeah, that's delightful. That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Very good. 10 out of 10.
I imagine her with like maybe a slight hunch to her back.
Yeah, she's like hunched over. Maybe she's got a cane. Maybe she doesn't. Not quite sure.
Yeah.
What kind of shoes does she wear?
I was going to say, what kind of outfit in general?
Yeah. I'm picturing old lady sneakers.
Okay.
Big oversized sneakers almost.
Yeah.
So that's giving me the impression before heading out on this adventure, she's like, I've got to make sure that I'm prepared. I've got to have the right equipment, the right gear, and the right clothing to be a traveling Pokemon trainer.
She's got the orthopedic sneakers. She's got maybe a tracksuit.
I like that.
Tracksuit grandma.
From the Sword and Shield DLC.
I'm thinking the pants and the shirt are the same color.
Yeah, that's what I was picturing too.
But just in general, like just an older character who is dressed to be
practical. It's practical and it's comfortable. So old lady sneakers, a tracksuit, perhaps a wool shawl. shawl that she wears over it, just because that's old lady to me. And then her big old glasses.
Yeah, it gets a little chilly. I'm picturing the stereotypical old lady haircut.
Yeah, like the very short, like curly hair.
Yeah, it's just really short and like permed.
It's got to be that. There's no other one it could be.
And if we're going with a tracksuit, what kind of color scheme overall?
If her hair is going to be like a lightish old lady blue, maybe a nice pink.
I was also thinking pink.
Unless we want to do highlighter yellow, which is another thing we could do.
Ooh, that's also fun.
I love an old lady with something bright.
We could go with a bit of 80s fashion here and just mix the two in a like really vibrant clash.
Like a hot pink tracksuit?
Potentially.
I'm thinking about bowling alley carpets and bus seat covers.
Oh,
okay.
My favorite thing ever is just ugly patterns.
Yeah.
She has made this tracksuit herself. She has embroidered the shapes onto it. There's nothing else like it because she put all of her time into it.
For the things that were fashionable when she was younger.
Yeah.
What's her name? Besides Grandma.
Yeah, she's just Grandma. I like...
Trina Grandma wants the battle.
I was looking up some traditional Italian names and their meanings. Sylvia, which is a very traditional old lady name.
Sure.
It is, I think, Latin, and it's about someone from the woodlands or forest. Doesn't quite apply, but I think Sylvia or like Barbara are good names for an old lady.
Yeah.
Barbara's great.
Sylvia's good.
I think from the names you suggested, Sylvia is the one I like the most.
Sylvia it is.
The meaning of that name is spirit of the wood.
Whoa.
That's fun.
Which wood?
The wood.
Spirit of the wood. Most of the professors are named after trees. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. She wants to be a professor of healing.
Ooh. In Roman mythology, Sylvia is the goddess of the forest, while Rhea Sylvia was the mother of Romulus and Remus.
Oh.
Okay, so we've got this character. We know what she looks like. We've got her whole vibe and everything.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I love this old lady.
What's it time for, Gwen?
Da-da-da-da-da. Who's that Pokemon?
Okay, Gwen, so you're bringing us a Pokemon who helps out Sylvia and helps her with healing with food. Is this a Pokemon that was one a Pokemon that helped her around the house, or is this a new Pokemon for specifically traveling on this journey?
I think that this is a Pokemon that perhaps her children brought to her and said,
cute.
This is for you.
Cute.
And she was like, okay, and then she developed like this intense bond with this Pokemon. And I have a couple ideas as to what it could be. Here's a pitch because we're in Italy. A cannoli or a tiramisu. I think a dessert would make sense for this old lady.
Yeah, do a cannoli that evolves into a tiramisu.
Which one's a cannoli?
It's a tube with stuff in it.
Yeah.
Ah, yes.
It's like a crunchy outside, and then it's filled with cream, and usually there's chocolate and like powdered sugar on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fancy little Italian treat that could be good.
Tiramisu is kind of fun because of how it is typically served as a very cube shape.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Of course, Alcea was our region where we made lots of round Pokemon, and Rentia is supposed to be our region where we do cube Pokemon.
We're doing cubes. A lot of cubes.
Like Cubie Bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're doing cubes. I think Tiramisu has to be the cube Pokemon this time.
I think it could be a two-stage line that is both of those. I think that those are connected enough in concept, especially since a cannoli is rolled up, but I feel like if you unroll it, there's the layers, you know? And then you get like tiramisu, which is like a layered cake.
I think if it's a two-stage, it's the cannoli and then the tiramisu. I think that could work. That's definitely not how those desserts work.
No, absolutely not. But like, it's Pokemon and you can kind of play with it a little bit.
You know what else isn't how things work? Fish don't tend to evolve into octopi.
Yeah.
What do you mean? I've seen a fish become an octopus before, so I don't... I'm confused.
If we're doing it as a two-stage nine cannoli into tiramisu, that gives us interesting ideas to play with, because they are quite different kinds of foods, but how do we show that progression and how do you make them feel connected?
I mean, as far as keeping them connected as a singular line, color scheme plays a huge part in that, and then...
like with Remoraid and Octillery.
Also, just their concept of being Italian dessert is a fairly strong link to begin with. I'm kind of picturing the cannoli as a wiener dog. It's just got little legs.
A cannoli with legs is kind of cute.
shoes. Maybe they're both just got little legs sticking out the bottom.
I think cannoli with legs has some legs here. A cannoli is more of a, we'll say like a tube shape.
Yeah.
The wrapper of it is a rectangle. Mm-hmm. And then tiramisu is served in like a square piece. Typically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A crossover is their cream-filled desserts, mm-hmm. and they do incorporate chocolate, typically.
Yeah.
Do we just give everything legs? And the tiramisu has legs, too?
Like, that could be, like, little tube with legs, little cube with legs, you know?
It's a cube and a tube.
Other food Pokemon don't necessarily have limbs at all.
That's true.
Milcery and Alcremie, they're just kind of dollops, Milcery especially. Yeah. Definitely, you know, legs, and it just floats.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
If they're gonna be helping cook things, I'm just wondering if that means they'll have to be at least part psychic type, because if they don't got no arms, they can't cook.
Is there a way to turn the cannoli into a chef hat?
That's fun. Oh, wait. Instead of losing parts of the dessert, it becomes a conglomeration of Italian desserts.
It's like a tube, and then you put like a little puff of cream on the top, and it looks like a tall chef hat.
That's very cute.
We could also bring in panettone. It's a traditional Italian bread cake thing that's eaten around Christmas. And that's very cylindrical. You know what else I'm thinking about? Looking at cube Pokemon, looking at food Pokemon. Gen 9 has some other Pokemon that aren't explicitly food, like some of these things are. They've got Scovillain being peppers, which are still, you know, it's a plant, so it's, but it's very much a food plant. But then there's the Knackley line of salt. And Knacklestack and Garganical in particular, very much cubes of salt and Stax cubes. You know, they're called like the Minecraft Pokemon.
Yeah.
Then I'm thinking like, could we make it a regional variant or rather a convergent line of the Knackley line?
That's interesting.
At which point Panettone just becomes the base form because it's a similar shape to Knackley.
Kind of, yeah. Knackley does kind of look like a short little chef hat. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And or wearing a chef hat.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I mean, yeah.
I mean, I like that. We should just do a chef hat. Scrap the whole thing.
Knackley, but it's made out of chocolate and cream.
And then the white parts going through the center of it is a cannoli.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got like those layers.
A tiramisu is like layers of cream, coffee, chocolate, something.
Ladyfingers.
Yeah, ladyfingers. So the color variation here would be like, not a gradient, but it would be like white, brown, mm-hmm. different white, and then repeat. So that could work.
Yeah, like the layering that...
Yeah, we just like rearrange where the colors are almost. Mm-hmm. Tweak the shape. A little bit.
You just turn the top part into a cannoli.
But with slash a little chef hat. Yeah, with a little chef hat poof on the top.
I think. Is this what we want to do? I kind of like this.
I think this is the vibe.
Okay.
It's a good conglomeration of dessert.
Yeah.
So are we doing the three lines?
Just here's the thing about Convergent Evolutions, right? They've only done two of them so far.
There aren't really any rules.
Sorry, three, because I forgot Sinistra as well.
Right.
And, well, Sinistra and Poltergeist already also flipped the script on what we thought they were like, because it switched the names of the evolution. And their designs are a little bit more distinct. So we can play with this. We don't necessarily have to do three. We could.
We've learned recently that there are no rules in Pokemon.
Kinda.
There are mostly no rules.
We could potentially do it as a two-stage line that like skips the Knacklestack in the middle. Because I feel like that's less...
That's kind of the weakest
one. It's the weak one that doesn't work as well for us. Unless we find a way we want to make it work. Yeah. Okay, so Knackley. But it's a new Pokemon where the center thing going through Knackley is a cannoli and also a chef hat. And then the layers of it are tiramisu-esque.
Sure. Yes.
But it's imperfect right now. Then it evolves. And maybe we'll come back and do a Knacklestack. But we've got Garganical, who is both the food itself and the chef. Looking at the design of Garganical, it's got craggy layers to it, so I think we smooth those out and make it more perfectly cubed, as it's been sliced into
a
perfect
slice of cake.
Perfect tiramisu shape.
Yes.
There could be a little piece missing, like someone already took a bite out of it.
That's cute.
That's very cute.
And or a slice.
Yeah.
It could be sliced, maybe. Two options there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You've got the bigger, like, salt parts around the top of it, which again, maybe that's like cake in some kind, but also rising into a full-on chef hat.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What if one of its hands is a whisk?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a whisk. The other's a spatula.
And the other is like a spoon. Yeah, a spoon or a spatula. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's got cooking tools for hands now.
I love that.
He's helpful.
I love that.
Oh, you know what? The white parts here are brown. It's just simply chocolate.
Yeah, yeah. Chunks of chocolate, yeah.
I'm very hungry.
I know. I was just looking at like, I'm not really a cake person, but I could really go for some cake.
Do we want to try and incorporate a Knacklestack? Or do we want to just straight up cut it from the line and have it be a two-stage line in this version?
I think if we include it, it's a messy cake.
Yeah, I mean, it's simple. Stack is also nice for describing cake. Cake-le-stack. I don't know. We'll get to the name soon, and that's going to be a whole thing as well.
That's going to be hard.
Oh, yeah. I'm stressed already.
These names are so weird.
The key here is we've got to just find something clean to replace NaCl.
NaCl is NaCl.
Yes.
For sodium chloride.
Mm-hmm.
Salt. Is that anything we can mess with?
How so?
I don't know. What's the element of cake?
Could we take some, like, cannoli? Like, noli masu.
Ooh, noli instead of NaCl.
Mm.
That could be a start.
The noli stack. Garganoli.
Garganoli!
Garganoli. Garganoli doesn't...
I like it!
Isn't terrible.
Yeah, okay.
Just cut the middle one. We don't need to worry
about
it.
Yeah, it's fine. There's no middle. It's just two.
Are we really going to say we're cutting the middle just because the name is a little more awkward?
I mean...
Keep it.
If you can come up with a name...
I'm just saying, that feels like the lamest reason to cut it.
That's fair.
Okay, well, so, okay. The first one is...
NaCl. So that's the one we're saying would be...
Just noli, I think. Noli. It's really cute, actually.
NaCl is inherently very simple. Like, yeah. That's kind of the thing.
And I think noli is adorable as a name.
It is very cute. Okay, so noli.
Do we have it begin with an apostrophe?
Yes, I want an apostrophe. I think it'd be fun. I'm really thinking about the second iteration of this name.
Yeah, NaCl. Is there the whole way through, at least.
Yeah, it's not NaCl. Mm-hmm. It's just
it's NaCl.
Yeah.
Coco.
Canol stack.
Coco.
Coconol.
Coca stack.
stack.
Coconoli is also good.
Yeah. We keep the other two names the same, but we change the middle one a little bit more.
Yeah,
why not?
And then maybe as part of that, the middle one's design is more different to NaCl stack than the other two are. The other two are more closely matching in the same way as, like, Tentacool and Tentacruel match up with Toadscool and Toadscruel.
Yeah.
But then this middle stage for us is a little bit different.
Okay. The last evolution is, like, a combination of things. First evolution, more cannoli. Second evolution, more tiramisu cakey. Mm-hmm. And then for the third, they come back together and they're like both.
Yeah. Where NaCl stack is like, it is very cube. Maybe we go more, its whole body is one cube with maybe the little feet coming off the edge.
Yeah.
Like, it's more square than NaCl stack is. You see this Pokemon? What if it was even more square?
Cube it up.
Cube!
I've written down Noli, Coconoli, and Garganoli.
Yeah.
Coconoli, I feel like we lean into chocolate in that design. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that follows through that great through line, because Garganoli does have, like, its head is chocolatey.
Yeah.
He can have a little cannoli as a hat.
Yeah.
That turns into the big chef hat.
Now that we've got these designs more, let's briefly revisit exactly and nail down the field ability, exactly how this line helps you. Because now we know it's not just food, it's not just baked cooking, whatever. It's specifically sweet treats.
Yeah. The majority reason that I ever go to a Pokemon Center, I breeze through battles in the wild, but I run out of PP. So I have to go rest my Pokemon.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Her ability can evolve as she goes through... I don't want to make it so, like, people feel like, well, I need this companion in order to get this benefit, or else I don't want it to be OP or anything, but, like, early on, she just restores your PP. Later on, as she becomes more skilled and experienced and in using this Pokemon, and as the Pokemon evolves, she can give you, like, PP up, which increases the amount of base PP you have.
Yes.
And I imagine in modern games, those are a lot more easy to come by anyway, but this is just another way you can get that, and maybe you can get that a little bit earlier, like still in the main playthrough more so. Not an essential benefit, but a pretty sweet benefit, especially for, like, those low PP moves.
Mm-hmm. Say PP one more time.
PP.
Yeah, if you could just a couple more times for the recording.
There.
Yeah.
It's the new Da Vinci.
Eat some cocoa to up your PP.
No.
Anyway, that's terrible. We're not doing that. What we are doing is giving these Pokemon some types.
Yeah.
It's gotta be fairy. Because all desserts are fairy.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
That is the thing. But is it just fairy? Does it have a secondary type? What feels chocolate?
Fairy. Ooh, poison?
It could be poison. But that does kind of go against the idea that she's giving you chocolate as a healing item. I don't hate going with poison. I feel like I should.
I thought of it as a joke, but now I'm, like, kind of serious.
There's the idea of Galarian wheezing, which is supposed to be the idea that it's removing toxins. That's poison fairy.
Yeah.
Okay.
So in the same way, we could convey the idea that, like, this Pokemon can manipulate poison, and it can therefore remove it from a person.
All right.
Okay. So it's healing you by taking out the poison, replacing it with chocolate.
Ooh, I just had an idea. Pokemon type.
Okay.
Dark type, because dark chocolate.
Oh.
Ooh.
Actually, yeah, that conveys a lot of the feeling of poison without being poison. No, I like that. Fairy
That's
dark.
That's really fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it always dark? I think the first stage is just fairy and it gets dark in the second stage where we start incorporating more of the chocolate.
Once the chocolate comes.
Fairy, fairy dark, fairy dark.
All right.
So the last thing to do is bring in abilities.
Yes.
Sweet Veil might be a good ability.
Yeah.
It's an ability on Pokemon like Slurpuff and Alcremie.
Yeah, that's a good one. I don't even know what it does, but I can tell you it's a good one.
It sounds good.
It prevents the Pokemon with this ability and its allies from falling asleep.
Oh!
What about Well-Baked Body?
Yeah! I'm writing that one down.
That's the signature ability of Dashbun.
I love Dashbun.
When a Pokemon with Well-Baked Body is hit by a Fire-type move, its defense is increased by 2 stages, and the move will have no effect on that Pokemon.
That is good.
I like that.
Fire actually helps it. It cooks the food.
Super Sweet Syrup is on this list that I'm looking at.
Oh, Super Sweet Syrup. That's the new ability for Hydrapple.
Lowers opponent's evasiveness when entering battle.
That does feel kind of good for us.
Yeah.
We're doing the thing where we just give it a bunch of signature abilities of other Pokemon.
Yeah.
That would mean we're looking at Sweet Veil, Well-Baked Body, and Super Sweet Syrup.
Yeah, I think those are pretty good.
I don't hate that. So which one of those do you think would be the hidden ability?
Yeah, I think Well-Baked Body.
Well-Baked Body.
Also,
not always cooked.
My gut says Super Sweet Syrup is the hidden ability.
Yeah.
I think that's the one that would be most annoying to deal with in a playthrough if an opponent used it. Love having 3 people to look through abilities.
It goes a little bit faster.
Yeah.
Looking through all this.
Okay, delightful feats. So today, we have created a new potential traveling companion for the player. We have Sylvia, a little old lady, a grandma, who's decided after retirement in her old age, she wants to go out on her own Pokemon journey, but she needs some help, so she wants to travel with the player, and in exchange, she'll help heal up your party a little bit and provide some tasty treats.
We've also made some Pokemon. Convergent Evolution line from the Knackly line. Noli, Coconoli, and Garganoli.
I really like Coconoli as a name.
Coconoli's very good.
It's grown on me.
A cannoli, chocolate, tiramisu, abomination.
Abomination. A complete monster.
Tasty treat line.
Yeah. Dessert Pokemon.
Yeah.
And they are Fairy and Fairy Dark.
Gwen, thank you so much for joining us once again.
Thank you for having me. It's been a very sweet treat to be here.
Hey. Where can people find you on the internet?
If you can find me on the internet, great. I'm on Green Mountain Mysteries, another podcast on the Pocket Podcast Network. And I'm really only on Instagram at the moment because I don't post on TikTok. I just spend hours watching it.
There's, of course, also Discord, both the Pocket Podcast Network one, and, of course, you have your own Green Mountain Mysteries Discord.
Yes, and I lurk in both very heavily.
Gwen, thank you again for joining us, and thank you, listeners, for listening.
Thank you to the Pocket Podcast Network for hosting us.
You can find other cool shows in the network, such as
Them's the Facts,
Cult Classics,
and Green Mountain Mysteries.
Our theme music is by Mike Freitag. You can find him on Twitter at Admiral Amara.
You can also find us on Twitter at Pokemakers.
And you can find us both individually. I am at CodenameJD.
And I'm at Pachu, P-T-C-H-E-W.
Don't forget to check us out on the Pocket Podcast Network community Discord.
Or if you'd prefer, you can send an email to fiercepodcast@gmail.com.
But until next time,
gotta make them all.
Pocket Podcast Network. Quality programming right to your pocket.
Do you like the Dresden Files novels, tabletop role-playing games, improv, adventure, or butt jokes? If not, I don't know if we can help you. Hi there, this is Michael, the host and game master for Green Mountain Mysteries, a Dresden Files RPG actual play podcast about 4 ersatz heroes fighting wizards and monsters in Burlington, Vermont. Come for the grand urban fantasy adventure full of diverse characters. Stay for the many butt jokes. Seriously, one of the players is playing a proctologist. It's just mwah, chef's kiss. You can listen to new episodes of Green Mountain Mysteries every Wednesday on the Pocket Podcast Network or wherever fine podcasts are sold.